Welcome to the Grace Community Church Sermons Podcast. Each week we share the sermon from this last week's service. We hope this sermon encourages and equips you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Let's listen in now as we listen to this year's graduation recognition and the sermon for the seniors.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and with that, you know, that just shows you how powerful our God is altogether. And we're going to start honoring our graduates. If I can ask Laurie to come to the stage, and we are going to start with Victoria Lane.
Oh man, I got to start this. Oh boy. So I get to share a little bit about Miss Victoria. Victoria is the daughter of Melissa Lane and Jason and Heather Lane. Victoria plans to attend Hannah E. Mullins School of Practical Nursing in Salem, Ohio this fall. Victoria will take a 44-week program to become a licensed practical nurse, LPN, and later Victoria will further her education to receive her license to become a registered nurse. Elena, would you come up? She's going to speak a little bit too before she does or while she's coming up. I just want to say, Victoria, I'm so proud of you. Okay, this old day is just going to be like, you know, try not to cry. But you became a precious friend of our family. Your whole family did. But a precious friend of my daughter, which I'm so thankful for, and a friend to me too. And I know whatever you do in life, wherever you may go, because who knows, life can be like this and go a lot of ups and downs. That you take God's Holy Spirit inside of you wherever you go. And that Proverbs 3:5-6 is also sort of like, if anybody knows, like they have that theme verse, that's their verse. That I love that those verses, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And also the part about leaning not on your own understanding, because that can get a little rough. Sometimes our own understanding is absolutely wrong. And it can be a little bit hairy there. And then to also in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I also want to say this without crying, and I'm going to try, but the last time I had a really good talk with your mom was last fall at your senior night for tennis. And it was just great to get to talk to her, because it had been a while since we had really gotten to visit. And she was just talking about your senior year and then Drew's senior year next year. And I was talking about Brayden's senior year next year. And we were getting a little like this, oh my gosh, you know, this is just crazy. But she was so, so proud of you. I hope you know that. And even though she was, as a parent, dreading this next 2 years, you graduating and then Drew and all that would come, I know she's not here anymore, but I hope you feel her inside of you every single day. And like I said to Drew last week for Mother's Day, that I hope you know from here on out, wherever you go, wherever God takes you, wherever life takes you, that you have an awful lot of adoptive moms here at this church home, and we will always be there for you whenever you need us. So I love you, Tori.
That was your turn.
Okay. Victoria is one of the sweetest people you will ever meet. She has a wonderful personality, a good sense of humor, and a great love for Jesus. My earliest memory of Tori was in Sunday school class together, and for some reason, she started singing a song from the cartoon Dora the Explorer, or as my Nana would call it, Dora Bora the Explorer. When I came into the youth group as a sixth grader, Tori was a ninth grader, and she was very friendly and made me feel welcome. I remember a couple years ago, when she couldn't make it to my birthday party, she came over the day after so that we could hang out and spend time together. A great example of how great a friend Tori is. It really made me feel special. I have so many wonderful memories with Tori, like shopping, swimming, and all the awesome youth group events over the years. I think I can speak for everyone in the youth group when I say we are going to miss Tori and her smile and her bubbly personality. We love you, and don't forget, you are always welcome to come and hang out with us here at Grace Community Church. And now Esther will be sharing a verse for Tori.
Proverbs 2, 6 through 8. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the ways of his faithful ones. Sharing the graduation information on Spencer, Spencer is RJ Imatangelo.
All right, so I know Elena likes to do some stuff. So Spencer, come here a second so I don't have to Zoom call you from your seat. No, I'm not giving you anything. I'm just going to give you some words of wisdom. That's about it. So this guy, proud of this guy. I mean, just watching him grow up in the church and in the youth group and his love for God, his love for wrestling, his love for his family, his friends. It's been an honor to watch him. Don't wrestle him. I tried. It lasted about 30 seconds. So it's not a...
I think what you're talking about involved a trash can also.
It did. Yeah, and I landed on it, so it didn't feel very good. So
almost broke the trash can.
It did. But just a verse that came to mind is just hide God's word in your heart. Put him first. Always be willing, ready to give an answer to somebody who's seeking God. That's kind of my prayer for you. I said, no matter what you do or where you go, that God is there in your heart first. And I know he will be. I mean, I've seen you never scared to open up or share your heart in youth. And it's been, like I said, a great privilege to get to know you wherever you go in life. Just I know you'll do your best and be the best at it. So just pray for Spencer. I can't talk this morning, I'm sorry. That Scott will be number one in his life. So I'm going to read your bio. You can go sit down if you want. It's up to you. So you don't have to stand here for that.
Yeah,
but,
there goes.
Okay. Spencer, son of John and Brooke McCarty. Spencer plans to attend the University of Mount Union in Alliance. He will pursue a Bachelor of Science degree in Environmental Science, and he will also be wrestling for the University of Mount Union. So speaking on behalf of Spencer will be Braden. Right.
I first met Spencer almost 10 years ago in Sunday school class here, as Grandpa Hank was our teacher. I don't remember much from that long ago, but he was the kid that always had something to say. My Nana Pam also taught him in Sunday school, and she said she will always remember him as the kid with a great smile who could never be quiet. I think I could speak for the whole youth group that Spencer was the outgoing, funny one who could always make you laugh. 4 years ago at the Michael's Bonfire, we played a game, who could wrap a person up like Lazarus with toilet paper the fastest? I was one that was being wrapped. I don't know why, but I wouldn't stop moving and talking. I know, unlike me. And Spencer, being the competitive person he is, was getting annoyed, and he told me, Braden, stop moving. If we were to kidnap anybody out of our church, it would not be you. To which I replied, thank you. I have a short clip of when Spencer challenged my dad to an arm wrestle.
Yeah, I don't like a candle.
You're about to
go. Look into my eye. Mine's about to go.
Aww. Thank you, love.
Oh, that was fast.
My elbow popped.
There have been many times that Spencer and my dad have gone head-to-head competing in something or other, like the trash can game. To end, I'd like to say thank you, Spencer, for all the fun times, always making everyone laugh, and being a great role model for the young guys in the youth group. You've grown a lot in your faith in recent years, and it shows by your actions. We will miss you, Spencer. And now sharing a scripture will be Grace Bush.
Joshua 1:9 is one of my favorite verses, and this is what it says. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. As you enter this new chapter of a life, don't be afraid or discouraged. God will be with you. Not he might, it says that he will, and that's a promise. Lean on him and you can get through anything. Sharing graduation information on Kendra is Sue Michaels.
So we had the privilege of having, Kendra, we had your mother in youth group and had and have an amazing relationship with your grandparents. You have quite a legacy. You have a group of people who love you dearly. Your grandmother spoke of that, but your mom too, and your dad. And I think that to have that kind of legacy in life is something to cherish. I'm a teacher, former teacher, and I will tell you that there are scores of people who are brought into this world who have no one who loves them the way your family loves you. And I think that is something that is to be cherished and never to be taken for granted, because it's something that will never leave you. It will go everywhere you go. The future that you have selected, and I'll be reading about that in a moment, is one that will come with support, not just from your family, from your church, but people that love you dearly, and that kind of support will help you go far. You're gonna be greatly successful because of this incredible legacy. And you yourself, my dear, are a person who loves deeply as well. You have gotten this right down the line from family one generation to the next. You are a dear soul, and we are very proud of you. Parents of Audra are Kendra's parents are Audra and Douglas Frederick, and Matthew and Ashley McIntosh. Kendra plans to commit to Akron Children's Hospital in Akron, Ohio, to continue her education in the medical field. By committing to Akron Children's Hospital, they will help pay for her education, her college education. Congratulations on your future. And speaking on behalf of Kendra is Elena.
What's up, kiddo? Kendra, I've also been through some old pictures, and when our church was established and we didn't have carpet, you had like your name written somewhere in a room. So you will forever be a part of this group. And another memory I have is actually like we were fishing once and down by your house, and I did not want to take the fish off the hook. And Kendra said, "That's okay. I know how to do this." And she like takes my pole and my fish, and she like takes the whole entire fish off. And I'm like, what in the world? This girl is for real touching the fish. Like I step on it and rip the hook out and kick it back in. So today I'm going to speak on your behalf. Kendra, you are a strong and gentle and resilient young woman who has and would do anything for her family and her little brother. Kendra, I have watched you grow into a stunning young soul, and I know that God is going to continue to do mighty works in your life. When you first started to attend youth group, I was blown away by your spunky personality and your willingness to jump right in and make everyone and anyone feel welcome. Knowing that you are going into the medical field does not surprise me, because our God is purposeful in his plans for your life and every senior included in this room. He knew that you would be the perfect caretaker of his people because of your heart and the love that you are willing to give those around you. Keep God at the center of all that you do, and remember that he will never, never makes mistakes. When life gets tough, he only builds you up. He builds strong and courageous women who are willing to put him first. Isaiah 41:10 states, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So lean on him throughout this new journey, and he will see you to all the blessings that he has set before you. And the scripture read is going to come from Elena.
Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And sharing the graduation information on Taylor will be Sue Michaels.
I get the privilege of these two because I love their grandmas, both of them. So, Taylor, you, like Kendra, have the same kind of legacy. You have parents who love you deeply, and I know your mom, but your dad knows a lot about our family through an unbelievable experience we had. He was working on some wiring in my house, and every tile he would move, we had never ever moved since we had moved into this house, a dead mouse fell out of. So this poor man has come to know us in more personal ways than I care to look. But your parents are amazing, amazing people. Your grandparents, who I know far better, are dear friends and people that we love. People that would do anything for another person. They step in, they help, they are just dear, dear people. And I know that's not just with other people, I know that's with you. I know you have a special relationship with your grandma, and a very close one, and one that, again, I would just cherish. I know that relationship will continue, and I know she will pour wisdom and love into your life because that's who she is. I just pray that you continue to have that kind of a relationship, but you are probably very much like her in many ways. You probably are equally as loving and pour your life into other people, and we are also very, very proud of you as well. Taylor is, her parents are David and Kelly Pitts. Taylor plans to attend Akron University in Akron, Ohio, this fall to pursue a Bachelor of Science degree in Early Childhood Education and Intervention. Speaking on behalf of Taylor is Elena.
What's going on, kiddo? So before I started in here, I wanted you because we're in the same field. I wouldn't let anybody else have you but me. Sorry, guys. Be jealous, all right? First of all, I have a little side story about Taylor. We went fishing at the, I know, fishing stories, what the heck. We were at the reservoir, okay? We all loaded up inside of this bus out here. The first time we ever took the bus for a ride, every kid was excited. They were finding their buddy in the seat. I think you were smashed in a seat of three, maybe. They were bored of fishing. The guys were all trying to fish, and I say trying, because I think Zach was the only one that caught a fish, and it was this big. So we had a joke. My fish is this big. And I said, everybody show me how big your fish is. And some of them were like, they were like a variety of sizes. So some of the girls got really bored, and I had a whole entire cooler full of popsicles. And I said, hey, girls, why don't you go around and pass out the popsicles to everybody and take some photos. And they're like, yeah, let's do that. So Taylor and Grace and a bunch of the other girls taking the popsicles and they're passing them out to people. Mind you, I come back to my phone and I have all these selfies. Like of them in their face with all the popsicles. I'm like, did we even pass out the popsicles? And they're like, no, we really ate a lot of them. So speaking on behalf of Taylor today, I would like to open up with a scripture. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Taylor, God has taken great delight in the plans and the desires of your heart, and he has set this path before you of hospitality, compassion, creativity, patience, and adaptability. Over the years, I have watched you take every obstacle that has come your way and turn it into an opportunity to learn and to grow. You have strived to work hard at your academics, work field, and as an athlete for Marlington. Your boldness and consistency will come in handy as a teacher, while your students, one, will test you, and two, your students will need you to teach them how to overcome and dwell in the safe place of your classroom, just like God has put a place of a pasture for you. As you go into the field, know that there are hard days, but remember why you want to become a teacher on every up or down. Every up and down is an opportunity for ministry for your students. Secondly, be open-minded and build relationships with them. Sometimes the tatteredness on the outside is not what it is in the inside. Their hearts can be like gold. You might be the only positive light about their day, and that says a lot. When you find yourself sitting at your desk after a long day and want to give up, stop and pray and give it to God. His plans are greater, and maybe he is trying to get you to see something about your students or showing you it from the lens of Jesus. In my Bible, God holds teachers to a higher standard. He chooses us to be different and be a difference maker in the lives of the students and our staff around us. I wish you the time of your life in this field because it's awesome. And let me tell you, Spirit Week and sweatpants are the best thing ever. It truly is rewarding. I mean, not the sweatpants, the field. So do what you came and God has set out before you, because the plan to be a teacher is just amazing. And the scripture for you and that I chose is out of Colossians, because it goes along with this. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it from the heart for the Lord and not for the people. And lastly, sharing today is Pastor Gary. You finally get to stage, my man. And he is going to share Joshua's graduation information. He's like, I'm not going to preach today. Thanks for everything.
Oh, I am going to preach. The Tucker family, we have crossed paths with them through homeschooling. That's how we connected. I don't know how long ago, but it's been a while. It's been a few years. I don't remember how old our kids were at that time, and maybe that's not a bad thing. But I got to know Josh and Belle, but Josh and Belle come on Wednesdays to our youth every week, just about every week, very faithful attenders, and I have appreciated getting to know Josh. Josh comes across as being very quiet. He is, for the most part. But man, is there a deep thinker underneath that facade. He's definitely one that sits kind of back, but he's always thinking. And I've really appreciated, especially as Tyler has gotten to know him well over the years, just hearing about that and the friendship that they have formed and just what they bring and what Josh brings to the youth group. It's a fun thing to see. So I've appreciated that very much so. And Josh, his parents are Brad and Andy Tucker. Josh will be continuing his education at Liberty University, where he has studied the past 2 years while completing his high school requirements. In the fall, he will be a junior and will continue to pursue a Bachelor of Science in Digital and Character Design. And he's always creating. So that does not surprise me. I think that's going to do well for him. So on behalf of Josh, Tyler is going to come and speak.
I've known Josh for several years now, and he's always been a pretty close friend of mine, but especially recently. I always tend to attract friends who are much smarter than I am, and Josh is one of these prime examples. As you saw, he's been studying college already for 2 years, and he's taken enough classes that he cannot take summer classes because he's already done too much. So he's been forced against his will to take the year off, or the semester off. So and he's always been a very good artist, so his character design that he's going to be doing is something he's been wanting to do for ages. And he's always been a very hard worker. The story memory I have to share is actually from the place where we work together. We have a great community of all the employees there. We're all great friends, nice family together. If you know him, if you've seen him, you'll know he almost always, anytime you see him, he's almost always got the green beanie on that you see in the picture. One week at work, he came in and decided to be a little chaotic and not wear the hat just to see what happened. And I tell you, every single person there gave him at least three double takes. Like, who is this person? I've got no idea. It's like, oh, it's the new guy. They're like, hey, you need help figuring out how to do that? And he's like, no, I got it. So that was fun to see. So Josh, been a great friend. I hope you do well in life. And then we have Grace sharing a scripture for Josh.
The verse that we chose is James 1:12. Those who stand firm during the test are blessed. They are tried and true. They will receive the life that God has promised to those who love him and their reward. And now is Pastor Gary, or as we call him, Pastor Daddy.
Well, thank you. I think we can give our graduates, or soon-to-be graduates, a round of applause. Yeah. You know, graduates, as you look at the days ahead, I realize that through the many hours, through the many days, through the many years of work, you're nearly completing this first leg of your journey. And while your paths may vary and where you go from here may be different, I can guarantee you this, change is coming. Times of transition can be scary. I can remember many transitions in my life, from high school to college, from college to getting married, from getting married to having kids, to them being vastly outnumbered by these kids. But during these times of transition, we can find ourselves with a mixture of anxiety, but also excitement. And what does that look like? Change is not easy. And I remember in high school, it was either a band director or some of the seniors would say, change can be painful, but resistance to change can be more painful because it is something that's inevitable. So I'm encouraging you today to not resist what's coming ahead. Be excited and be thinking where God is taking you. Today, you're on the brink of a new season. Worry, yes, maybe anxiety, excitement, and all of these wonderful plans God has for you is in front of you. Maybe it's a what you're going to do, your next steps in college. Maybe it's a summer job. Maybe it's being forced to take time off this summer. And all of these things and all of these transition, I'm encouraging you today to be ready for what God has for you. We can see things that I believe that apply to our life in the passage that I'm going to preach from today, as well as help us and everybody in our journey of life. God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. I want to read to you a little bit from Genesis chapter 12, and it's a story that you probably are familiar with. It's the story of the calling of Abram, who we might know better as Abraham. And in these quick verses, there's really three key points that I want to take away from this, and then I'll give you some final comments. So as we read in Genesis chapter 12, starting in verse 1, it says, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to a land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever comes or curses you, I will curse, and all the people on the earth will be blessed through you.'" The thing I want you to walk away from today is understanding this, that just like Abram, God has a plan for your life. God had a plan for Abram's life, and it was going to be a mighty plan. It was a plan that was going to not really be seen in total fruition until well past his life. It was a plan that God was kicking off. It was a plan that would eventually lead to Jesus, salvation for all. And that's really what we're talking about in these verses, where it says that he will be a blessing to you, but you will also be a blessing to others. God has a plan for your life. See, God, though, doesn't always tell us all of the steps, does he? All the parents and grandparents can look around and go, absolutely. But God does tell us sometimes that next step. And God gave a command to Abram to go, to pack up your things and go. Did he tell them where they were going? Well, not exactly. He said, I'll show you. I'll show you. And so I think in this we can see that while you guys may know some of your next steps, there's going to be changes. There's going to be things that come down the pike to you that sometimes God is going to say, listen, just trust me, take this next step. But we can have tremendous faith in this because we know that our God has a plan for our life and our God keeps his promises. The second thing that we see in these verses is that God promised provision. God said, didn't just tell Abram, go, and then I'm going to leave you. He said, go, and I will take care of you. I'm going to provide for you. You are going to be a blessing. You're going to be a blessing to others, and he's going to protect Abram and his family. Now, it's not going to be easy. It's not always going to be as many details as we would like, but we can trust that God will provide for you as well. As a personal application, remember this in your own life. Remember this as you take that next step. Trusting God's plan for you isn't just a trust in what the plan's going to be. It's going to be a trust that he will provide for you. The next thing I can pull away from this in this initial statement is that God's plan includes blessings for others. I love hearing about what you all are going to be doing because it's exciting to hear that so much of your career choice and what you're doing involve being a blessing into others. You're already capturing a glimpse of what that means to follow Jesus, is that he doesn't just save us to take us out of hell. No, he saves us to use us in his big plan, and that involves blessing other people. Graduates, God absolutely has a plan for your life. And this plan is centered around the gospel of Jesus Christ. My encouragement to you is to take this with you wherever you go. Proclaim it from the loudest or from the highest mountaintops to the lowest valleys, wherever you're at, whether you're online attending college, whether you're working, whether you're going to be a nurse, a teacher, whatever it's going to be, you will have opportunities to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let it motivate you and encourage you today. The second part of this passage here, starting in verse 4, and I'm just going to summarize for you. Abram got this call to go, and what does it say that Abram did? It says, Abram left. He went and he obeyed God. See, Abram obeyed God. Abram went, and he was a ripe young age of 75, and God was telling him that you were going to be a blessing to the nations. And later on, he would tell him that through your line is going to be, the Messiah is going to come through that. And so Abram's 75, and things were not a whole lot different back then than they are now. That's a little old to be starting a family. But Abram trusted God. He packed up his possessions. He packed up his family, and he followed in obedience. In the same way to you today, graduates, I hope that for you, that you would begin to take those steps of obedience in your life. During this transition season, don't let this time of in between as you are transitioning go to waste. Use it to draw closer to the Lord. Pray. Research where he might want you to go. Ask your parents for advice. They're pretty smart, it turns out, and they may have been there before. Talk to your grandparents or those in your life that you have trusted adults that can help provide you some guidance. I love what Hank said. He said, yes, experience is a great teacher, but it's also the most expensive teacher. So if you can, learning from your own life, if you can learn from someone else's experience, it's a good thing. Trust the Lord. Obey God. And finally, at the end of these few verses, we see something very important in verses 7 through 9 as Abram worshiped God. See, Abram set up an altar and he worshiped. He heard God, he obeyed God, and then when it was through that step, he began to worship God. He gave him all the glory. This is a great reminder to us that in the midst of the craziness, in the midst of the transition, in the midst of all the things that are going on in your life right now, God is central to those plans. And we must stop and take that time to worship him. We can recognize that God is in control. God is going to provide. God is going to be there like he says he is. And we are created to worship him. Graduates, as we move through these next days, weeks, and months, I pray that you would strive to seek and follow God's plan.
Make obedience the center of your following him and never, ever forget to worship him. Don't rush the transition. Press into God and remember that he is faithful. Three more things. I promise it'll be short. You're all looking at me going, I got lunch plans, but this is important. This is an important step. Graduates, as you step out into this word, let me give you three parting words of wisdom. Number one, always lean on God. Always lean on God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust God with everything and to not trust ourselves, not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean on God's understanding and to take that step of faithfully following him. Trust God's word always. This world is full of people telling you what truth is, what is right, what is the right thing to be doing. This Bible, God's word, is the only thing that we can place our 100% trust in, and we need to be reading it, we need to be studying it, and we need to be emulating it in our life. We need to be following God's teachings, and the clearest way that God speaks to us is through his word. You will never find yourself feeling a wasted moment if you spend it in God's word. It will always return well to you. It will never return void. Spending time in God's word is important. Lean on his understanding. Lean on his truth because it is the truth. It is the most important thing that we can trust in, and lean on God's word. The second is very important as well. Get and stay connected to a local church. Now, if you're going away to another school, you're going moving somewhere else, that's okay, that's fine. We're sad to see you go. It's always welcome here. Know that you always have a home here at Grace Community Church. But no matter where you're at, get and stay connected to God's word. We need, all of us need, people in our lives that are pulling in the same direction, that are believing the same things as based on God's word. And so I'm encouraging you strongly to do this. Listen, I realize when you go to college, if you're going away, sometimes it's not easy to get up in the morning. If I'm being really honest, I missed a few Sunday mornings when I was in college, and it wasn't really until my wife, not wife at the time, but my girlfriend, Heather, encouraged me to be better at getting up in the morning. And so I did, and we connected with a local church, and it changed our lives. It had an impact in our lives that goes far beyond anything we could have ever imagined at that point. When you find a strong Bible-believing church and you're able to place roots down and you're able to connect to other people and have people in your corner, there's nothing better. So always lean on God's word. Get and stay connected to a local church. And then lastly, I want to say is let your light shine. Let your light shine. Never be afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the most important thing in our lives, and we need to live our lives like it. Listen, I understand this world is hard to live in these days. It's harder every moment. It feels like every time we turn around, there's more of an attack and a call up. And I'm telling you this, that when you place your trust in Jesus, it will always come back to being a good thing. Now, does that mean you're not going to struggle? No, you're going to struggle. There's going to be hard times. But let me read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. This is what it says. You, Jesus speaking, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Kids, you're being launched out into a crazy world. And as Dorothy told Toto in The Wizard of Oz, this isn't Kansas anymore. This isn't the same world that I grew up in, but I can trust that it is the same God. It is the same God who loves you. It is the same God who will provide for you. He will protect you. He will lead you, and he will guide you. If we would lean on his word, get connected to his church, and boldly share the love that he's given us. Last thing I'll leave you with as the worship team comes forward. Is this. I want you to know that God loves you. Look around and try to catch all the graduates and all the people. God loves you. God loves you. God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you?
Thank you for tuning in to this week's message. If you want further information about Grace Community Church, you can visit us at gccofalliance.org. Also note, the video for this message, for this sermon, is linked in the details below. Have a great day.